This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Wednesday, December 6th. Well, we got a nice little bump yesterday in the cattle space. We've seen this before, but hopefully this will stick. In the past, we get these washouts and the market snaps back. So we have a similar pattern this time around where we've had a couple days where the market had another washout, putting in new lows for this move. And now we have a nice little snap back yesterday. At some point, the low is going to stick. Hopefully, this will be it, but we'll just have to bide our time and see if it actually happens. And obviously, we'll need to get some follow-through today to at least give some confidence that perhaps we have finally found some sort of a bottom here. We did see the cash trade get rolling yesterday under some pressure. The Fed trade was down 4 at 171, kind of light numbers, but that seems to be where we're starting from this week. Dress trade at 271, it was also down 4. In the box beef values, continue to see some pressure there. Choice down 124 at 294. Select was down 370 at 259. So the spread gained 246. We're sitting at 3462. Movement, another good day at 155 loads. So yesterday's movement was almost double what you normally see on a Monday, and we're following that up with another solid day on Tuesday. So at least we're seeing this wholesale and retail demand be quite strong, which it normally is this time of year, and normally futures are putting in a seasonal high right in this first week of December. But obviously, it's not going to be a seasonal high. We're kind of just hoping we find a bottom here. Slaughter rate, 126,000 head yesterday. For the week, we're sitting at 251. That's 3,000 more than a week ago and 3,000 less than a year ago. The feeder cattle daily index is sitting at 224.79. On pretty good movement, about 6,600 head were sold yesterday. The seven-day average was up 51 cents. We're sitting at 223.78. So we're kind of, there's a lot of variation in the daily cash auction prices. They're usually don't see such a variation, but it's been quite volatile over the last few weeks. So the index is up and down, up and down. But with the daily average slightly above where the daily slightly above where the seven-day average is, I would think we'd start to pull that average a little bit higher. So the normal seasonal pattern, you know, you're doing a lot of buying from the wholesale sector in anticipation of holiday sales. And again, that's usually why you put in seasonal highs in this first week of December. As you get into late December into January, you tend to see the demand really step up for the lower end cuts, the cheaper beef. But then you also see on the feeder cattle side, these guys that have backgrounded calves start to sell those calves in January. Some of it's for tax reasons, but also some of it is you're headed into calving season and you don't want to have the extra work, basically. So this year might be different because we've seen heavy placements in September and October. We'll see what happens for November, but it's possible you just didn't see that much backgrounding, and that would explain the bigger placements in the fall. So I think just basically moving forward, you know, those pushing those calves into the feedlots early, and a great deal of them were heifers. And I've said this before, but it just stands to reason that if you're not retaining heifers, then you're still kind of in the same boat as you were a year ago, only with yet tighter supplies of heifers to start the herd rebuilding process. Now, you need grass. That's going to be the main thing. So we'll see what kind of snowfall we get that sets us up for, you know, water in the reservoirs and the ponds, and also, you know, to soak into the topsoil and subsoil, but also what the rains are going to be in the spring. That's really key to the demand for grass calves. And if producers will feel confident that, hey, at least you're going to have a good cutting, first cutting of hay, you're going to have something to feed these animals to start that herd rebuilding process. It appears that they don't have a lot of that confidence, or they would rather just take the money and wait it out another year and see what happens. So you still have to go through that process of the herd rebuilding, and that has yet to really begin in earnest. You have a smaller calf crop coming. yet further tight numbers of heifers. And so I just think that there is still plenty of upside left in this market. We've gone through a pretty brutal cleansing, that's for sure. Hedge funds have had their head handed to them. But, you know, maybe this is what the market needed, kind of reset itself for that next leg up. Because, you know, unless the economy falls apart or consumer demand falls apart, I just think that, you know, there's another leg up coming in this market. You know, yeah, we're importing some beef from Australia as they go through their herd liquidation process. You know, that's another country, a major beef supplier to the world, that's going through an upheaval. They're going to have to rebuild at some point. Brazil has already rebuilt its herds, but there's an import tariff on their beef. So I think there's opportunity here. It's a matter of, you know, finding a low here in this market. And it's not been easy, that's for sure. It would have been easier had the market just washed out like it tends to do 6-7 days in a row, and boom, you find your bottom. But it didn't happen that way this time. So it's a little more precarious trying to find a low here. But at some point, you are going to find it. And again, as long as consumer demand hangs in there, which, it appears that it's going to, then I think we're going to find ourselves on solid footing here for another move up as we start that herd rebuilding process. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.